Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. Is this Gloria Boyce?
Of Benson State, what is this?
I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
In my community?
Yeah, in your community and the nation.
What about it?
Okay, first, I need to know if you're in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. Are you 18 years old or older and a registered voter? Thank you.
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes.
Definitely vote, or probably vote?
Yes, vote.
Definitely or probably?
Yes, I will vote.
Okay, well, that will have to be either a definitely or probably.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I'm sorry I just have to follow the rules. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
Black African-American.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Unsatisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you very much.
Dissatisfied.
Oh, dissatisfied. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, dissatisfied. Thank you very much. Thank you for correcting me. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people, some organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay.
50.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump don't need to be in office.
Okay. You give him either 0 or any number from 0 between 0 and 100.
0.
Okay. Thank you very much. Public schools?
100.
100. Thank you very much. The National Education Association, or NEA?
100.
Thank you very much. The U.S. Department of Education?
100.
Thank you very much. Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you very much. Public school teachers?
100.
Thank you very much. Charter schools?
100.
Thank you very much. Woke culture or wokeism?
English.
What will you give them?
I give them 5.
5, okay. Moms for Liberty?
I give them 100.
100. Thank you very much. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor. Too many killing and fighting going on out there.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Not getting better. Staying the same.
Staying the same. Okay, thank you very much. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means it's somewhat important, and 0 means it's not important at all for students to get preparation. Number one.
Zero.
Okay, number one, become more organized and have structure. 0 to 10.
10.
10. Thank you very much.
I need that.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. 0 to 10.
They need 9.
9. Thank you. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. 0 to 10.
10. Bad.
Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud to be an American citizen. 0 to 10.
0, because they don't need to be here. There's too many people here in the United States as it is. They better take care of the people than homeless people. Them people need to stay where they are. They're bringing out this disease down here.
Okay, I understand. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. 0 to 10.
Zero, because they're not giving us nothing.
Okay, thank you. Will you say that your state spends not enough money, too much money, or just about the right amount of money on public
Not enough policy? Money. Not enough.
Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you very much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
No, a little.
A little. Thank you very much. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten or 12th grade, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove banned books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all.
They ain't abandoned nothing at all. They shouldn't have stuff like that on school where little kids can read nasty stuff. That's not cool. Kids go to school to learn.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in a classroom discussion. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. Because they post a piece. They don't supposed to teach kids, talk to kids any kind of way. It's a way to talk to children.
I understand. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
I agree on that. I strongly agree on that.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you very much. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree. They need to know what's going on in the world.
I understand. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Increasing teachers' pay.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support.
Yes, strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Teaching about American history of slavery and segregation.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
I disagree on that.
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose of that. Because they should be talking about a racist.
Okay, thank you. adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergartens through 12th
yes.
public school.
Yes, I strongly agree on that.
That will be strongly support or somewhat support?
Support, strongly support on that.
Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
I strongly agree on that. Remove that.
Okay, you strongly support that.
I support that, yes.
Okay, thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade in schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black
Studies? I support that.
Okay, do you strongly support? Somewhat.
Yes, I strongly support that.
Thank you very much. We almost done. We are at 75%. Next question is, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, and 0 means that you find it not convincing at all. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world. So,
yes, I'm supposed to that.
Okay, okay, so is that you can use any number from 0 to 10? What number you want?
Oh, 10.
Thank you very much. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just about memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful and age-appropriate way. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include the LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree because parents are supposed to know everything goes on with their children.
Okay. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate,
11.
Batch 11. Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Disabled.
Disabled. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you very much. Regardless,
separated, I mean, I'm sorry.
Separated? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat, not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Not so strong. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No, just grandkids.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever?
I go to church every Sunday.
Okay. Thank you very much. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, someone in your house, or doesn't apply?
Doesn't apply.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you, someone in your house, or doesn't apply?
It applies to me. They need to be educated.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
What'd you say?
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I don't know. Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you.
What that mean?
It means you don't live in the city. That's
oh, yes, I live in the city.
Oh, okay. Then we'll change that. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and your opinion. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.